Hello, everybody. Hang on to your seats. Make sure your headphones are on.
Thank you. problem.
It's called Healing the Soil Music, right? The ideal way to do this is to play it in the garden take the speakers out and play it at a certain level so that it's not going to bother the neighbors, but and let the garden enjoy it. This one's called Earth Jam. Thank you. Okay, that one's called Space Times Two. All these songs are, so you know, they're basic holographic generators. And the way you can tell that it's, see it, it's here's a really cool way that you can see, other than through an oscilloscope, because you have to program the oscilloscope for various different frequencies and color to see it. But there's a real simple way, is if you have a screensaver that responds to sound and music, and the way you can tell is because they allow you to put your own music to the screensaver, and it'll say responsive. That means that when the music does certain things, the light and stuff like that will come on and do things, and there's even some control. I use one, I don't know the name of it now, but it's a, let's see now, where is that little guy at? Not one of these. It's, so what it does is a screensaver, right, that you can, you can actually, when you do the music, like when I do my music, it comes on as a screensaver, and so I can see the, what it does is it will generate a hologram. You'll see it swirl, and the hologram does this swirling motion very slowly, and think of it as an eight-sided triangle intertwined with another eight-sided triangle, so they all swirl around slowly, right? And that's what a hologram is. I'm happy to someday explain to you about that. Anyway, this one coming up is called, all these are what I'm playing with these days, is basically how to generate holograms. And so when you listen to this stuff, and one reason I want you to listen to the headphones is that this is my binaural. That means that I have information coming from one side of your brain and information coming into the other side of your brain, two different types of information, which your body responds to differently than if, when you listen to it the same from both sides. If you listen to the speakers, you can get equal information on both sides, and it's not really going to do it as well. Thank you. Lately, I've been fascinated with the piano and different versions of it and the sound. I almost call it prayer march. Okay, I don't know why I call it that. This one is called On the Edge of the Universe. Again, I have no idea where I get these names from. Thank you. Okay, so that one's called On the Edge of the Universe. This particular one has a specific frequency that I'm working with there. To make a long story short, the key word here is cosmic, and the key word is the fact that it's each universe has its own frequency with it. So they're different universe, different frequencies. So that was this is the frequency that prevails throughout the universe, and each black hole has its own frequency. Okay, the frequency of this one is the same for the particular black hole that we have in our cosmic universe. Okay, that's what governs the frequency of each galaxy and so forth is really governed by the frequency of the black hole involved in it. I'm bringing the black hole up because of the recent pictures. So this one's called Living in Harmony.
Thank you.
Finished yet. You know, everything is a work in progress. Got this part together yet. I'm not sure what to do, but right now it's right there. I'm going to be going soon. I'll be back again next week for your voyage, your hits, right? You're the first one listening to this, and then from here I post them everywhere they go. So don't be surprised if you start hearing them on Spotify and other places like that, iTunes. They're already out there already. But you can get a subscription just through the podcast here if you like to, right on bbsradio.com or on my website, invisiblegardener.com. So remember, make every day Earth Day. By now, we should let the music go into it. Time runs out. Told by the great and wondrous Oz, we have 1 minute.